has been a lot of talk or speculation of late about a looming economic downturn. How is that changing the way you spend or save or maybe invest? Well, an investment company has dropped by the North this week and have spent more than $300 million on commercial properties across wider North Queensland, including a shopping centre in Mackay, as well as an industrial facility. Sentinel Property Group CEO Warren Ebbett told me about what he's been up to across his trip across Townsville and Mackay. I asked him why there was so much interest here at the moment.
We're very basic people, Susan. We like to make money.
Well, that's a simple answer, isn't it?
Yes. Well, that's what we're in the business for. We have about 1,100 investors. Average age is 64, all private. So our business is about paying monthly distributions to those people. And we find that we can get the best returns in regional Australia. We have $583 million worth of commercial, industrial, retail assets. That's just in the greater Mackay region out to Moranbah. And we have $1.6 billion in property assets from Mackay North, so taking in Townsville, Cairns and Darwin. And you just get better returns in spite of what most people think down south. The wealth for the Australian nation has been created in Northern Australia. It's not being created in Sydney and Melbourne. So when you get times of financial challenges, as some people have with rising interest rates, people tend to retreat to home base. Mm. And in Australia, the home base for big capital is Sydney and Melbourne. So when you get the GFC or COVID or rising interest rates, the big money runs back to their base, which leaves Northern Australia open for us. And the opportunities and the growth is in Northern Australia. So pretty simple, Susan. I think down south, they just have no idea what's happening in Northern Australia.
Which works well for you, I guess.
Works great for us. We have very little competition. You know, we've been the largest buyer in Northern Australia for a few years. We were getting a bit of competition over the last 12 months or so as yields down south were just so low. So, well, a number of companies were starting to look to the north, but they've now retreated. And you might have seen that we bought Casuarina Square in Darwin early this year, that every man, woman and child in Darwin goes to Casuarina Square 5.1 times a month and spends $45. A lot of people just tend to get nervous in times like this. You know, there's another Warren by the name of Warren Buffett. And as he says, you've got to be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy. And that's the same in the stock market. The best deals are when most people don't want to buy. So you've got to be game or prepared to have people laugh at you and say you paid too much and aren't you crazy? And I've seen them say that about Warren Buffett so many times and he just keeps performing. So we operate the same way. When others run away from the areas, we run to them because there's opportunities there. The less buyers around, the better deals that you can get, Susan.
You are on ABC North Queensland. Susan Graham-Ryan speaking with Warren Ebbett, the CEO of the Sentinel Property Group, about some of the major purchases they've made in the Mackay and North Queensland region this week. A lot of people, like you say, are concerned about the economic climate and the potential for an economic downturn. What are some of the things you're seeing in our part of the world that's giving you so much confidence that your investments here will be successful?
I've been doing things in the north since I was in real estate with LJ Hooker back in 1990. And then I did my first development in Mackay in 2005. And Mackay is always very solid. Townsville has been a little bit more cyclical. When you're in tough times and things are a bit difficult, you wake up every day and just see the problems. But when you come from out of town like we do, and we take the helicopter view, you can see the great opportunities and the momentum in Townsville was building for so long. And yeah, when you get major projects announced, whether it's mining or defence, yeah, when the announcement gets made today, some people just think, well, the jobs and money should start flowing immediately, but it takes years for that to happen. So we look at those things that are years ahead and we start buying. And the things that I could see happening in Townsville, I said that the future here is just enormous. And I was told just, you know, in the last couple of weeks that things have started to slow down. And, yeah, you know, does that worry us? I said, not at all, because nothing goes in a straight line, Susan. Things don't go straight up or straight down. You know, you need to have a bit of a breather. And there's been such a growth and employment and industry in Townsville the last few years. You need to have a bit of a breather and reset. And some of the things that you need is a lot more housing. You know, no region can grow if you don't have more people, more jobs, and which means you've got to have more housing. And that goes across all of Australia, but particularly for some of the northern regions, because your construction costs are higher. Quite often, labour can be more expensive, because if you have to bring people from the, you know, even if you have migrant workers, you know, a lot of immigration comes into Sydney or Melbourne, and then if you're going to entice them up to the north, quite often you have to pay them more. So construction prices are more. So you get those issues, but out of issues, there's opportunities. And we're very big up in Darwin. We're the largest retail owners and largest office owners in Darwin. And we've just started a business up there called Northern Australia Accommodation Solutions to start bringing in modular housing from Asia. Now, I know a lot of people, when you say modular, they think of shipping containers. What we're doing are high-quality homes, 50-year structural warranties, a quality that no people have seen. And we have to start doing things like that, Susan, because we just don't have enough people and materials to build the quantity of housing that we need. By the federal government just throwing more money at it, all it does is push prices up. That doesn't help affordability. You know, the definition of stupidity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And I think that's what has happened a lot in Australia. I think they throw more money and you'll solve it. No, what it does is put prices up and makes things less affordable. Because we're a smaller private company, we don't have to get hooked up with trying to convince, you know, a heap of board members or other investors what needs to be done. We'll do some research, speak to people and take a view and get in and do it.
And what other projects or investments are you looking at in our region at the moment, if you're happy to share?
Have you got some money to invest with us, Susan?
Not very much. No, I'm a journalist.
Yeah, we've had a tremendous year. We've spent just over $800 million, largely through two big shopping centres. But we're having a readjustment in the commercial, retail, industrial markets. There will be opportunities next year across all areas, but don't be lazy. You know, you've got to get off your bum and have a look and talk to people and do your research. But next year will be absolutely fantastic buying opportunities, Susan. There will be some great opportunities. So look, we're looking forward to it enormously.
Warren Ebbett, the CEO of the Sentinel Property Group there.